With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Chris. Do we have a new member of the alignment? Do Dan Morgan and Dave Canales, is there a third partner in the alignment? Is it a stable now, Chris? No longer a tag team. It's a stable.
Brett Tillis!
There's clearly alignment, Chris. Let's get this sucker started.
The state of North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles. It is the habitat of the feared Carolina Panthers. Get dialed in, Panthers fans, for an in-depth look at your team. Exclusive interviews, locker room insight. Let's huddle up for Panthers Playbook. Here are your hosts, Dennis Cox and Chris Lee.
Welcome back to another episode of Panthers Playbook. That is Chris Lee, Dennis Cox here with you. Make sure you subscribe here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page. If you're watching this, smash the subscribe button, hit the like as well, and leave a comment. We love when you interact with us, Chris, and we want to hear your thoughts on the most recent episode of Panthers Blueprint, episode 2. Because, Chris, the alignment that we've heard about from Dan Morgan, Dave Canales, the GM, the head coach, we saw Panthers Blueprint episode 2, and part of that alignment, Executive VP of Football Operations, Brant Tillis, he is right in a line with those guys in terms of how they want this roster to look, Chris, and seeing the behind the scenes of free agency of the draft. I'm not going to lie, Chris, it's got me pumped up. It really does.
Absolutely. And, you know, just quick plug really, really quick. It seems like they're also aligned with Panthers Playbook as well, because the voice that you heard the most was your voice when it came down to the radio clips. I feel like I came in second place. I had like a little chunk right there in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then others came out. We're happy for everybody else too. We're not going to diss anybody. We're happy for everybody else too, but we're just really happy that Panthers Playbook got some shine right there.
That's fair. I respect that.
But it was very cool seeing Brant Tillis working with, talking with, interacting with Dave Canales and Dan Morgan. And you got a chance to see where he fits in that puzzle. And, you know, I think we already kind of knew what it was, but to actually see it, it gives you a little bit more kind of context into all that. It's very cool to see. And the other part that I loved about all of this, maybe David Tepper is the silent fourth member. Because he really took the background role, man. Like, and that was the main thing that we've been worried about. Is he going to let the football people do the football things? And he essentially, in that episode, what we saw anyway, and, you know, you can cut things up to look the way you want it to.
This is Panthers what we saw stuff.
Yep. Was David Tepper listening and deferring to the football people. He wasn't saying, no, I want this guy at this pick. He was asking the questions. What does this guy do? You know, like, what? How would he make the team better? What are you thinking right here? Tell me a little bit more about this guy. And that's one of the best videos I've seen, and which made me feel so much better about the direction of this team, because with everything that we've heard about David Tepper and the things that we've read, he's just way too involved. This time around, it looks like he's taking that step back, letting football handle football.
You know, think back to the introductory press conferences of Dan Morgan and Dave Canales. Someone in the media approached Tepper after the introductions. This is when you got a chance to talk to Morgan and Canales one-on-one, Chris.
Yeah.
Someone asked Tepper, are you answering questions? Are you taking any questions today? He says, I'm in the background now.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw. Like, we saw evidence of that. Now, again, this is what the Carolina Panthers put out. So we don't see everything, which is totally understandable.
Right.
But seeing
Nor should we.
And nor should we as well. There's some things you want to definitely keep in house. But you could tell that Brant Tillis has the ear of Dan Morgan. So when Dan Morgan, for example, was looking to trade up with the Buffalo Bills from 33 to 32 to draft Xavier Leggett, and Brent Tillis, when they're discussing the trade, says, so you're going to move down 59 spots for a fifth year of Xavier Leggett. Like, that's essentially what you're doing. You're going to move down 59 spots. This was the fifth round pick that got traded. You're going to move 59 spots down for a fifth year of Xavier Leggett. He's like, this is let you know, this is what's at stake, or this is what it's going to cost you. And it's like, this is a good move. And then his reaction when the Rams said, hey, we're going to give you a 2025 second to move up. He's like, whoa, hey, Rams are offering us a second next year to swap picks this year. And it's like, Dan Morgan's like, yeah, like, let's go. Like, let's make that move. But to see the influence and the sway that he has, and again, the fact that Dan Morgan has other people in the room that have experience at other places. Remember, Brent Tillis was with the Kansas City Chiefs organization. He negotiated the contract for Patrick Mahomes. As much money as Mahomes getting paid, it's still a team-friendly deal in terms of how it was structured.
Yeah.
I love seeing how the process is being done and how this team is starting to take shape. It's not an overnight thing, but I'm loving the direction.
You're not confused with the roles, right? Yes, like, 100%. You know, and watching that video, it felt like Dan Morgan was in charge.
Yes.
This is his show. Before, we weren't sure if Matt Rhule was swaying Scott Fitterer or not. We weren't sure how much real say-so Frank Reich had versus Scott Fitterer. It all felt like at the time, both of them were literally just going straight to David Tepper, and he'd kind of tell them what he wanted, and then they just go out and do that. In this, just this video alone, it just kind of showed us Dan Morgan's in charge. He's the one running. He's legit the one running this football team. So he's telling people, here's what I want. Tell me who you like. If we got them dogs, then this is what we're going to go after, and this is what we're going to look like. I want guys like Steve Smith. I want guys like Musa Muhammad. I want guys like Dan Morgan, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis. And it was very refreshing at the end of the day. It feels like roles are clearly defined.
Yep.
And that is something I don't think I could say about the Carolina Panthers for the past four seasons before this.
The past six? Really think about it.
I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, with Rivera,
there was the guy. But, you know, it did get muddied up once, you know, David Tepper bought the team. But I'm really more so starting from, you know, David Tepper's first head coaching hire.
Yeah.
Not interim head coaching hire, but his first head coaching hire, which is Matt Rhule. So that's kind of where I'm starting with that.
Okay, you say, I want some breakfast. Your so-called boyfriend says, we got eggs in the fridge. Obviously, when you say breakfast, you mean McDonald's. Definitely a side-eye situation.
Bring home the bacon, steak patty, or others with a BOGO for $1 breakfast, only in the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Visit McD app for details.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One thing that stuck out to me, or another thing that stuck out to me, was when they're trying to shape this roster about who they want to bring in. Obviously, Xavier Leggett was their guy. They identify, like, we want that dude right there. Let's go get him. But to hear Dan Morgan with a bunch of the assistant coaches say, hey, describe what the prototypical player looks like for your position. I want to hear it. Like, what's the ideal fit for what we're trying to do? Like, in our scheme, in our system, what's the ideal body type? And they started describing all the different stuff, things like that. When Dave Canales was in Seattle, who's the big wide receiver out there? DK Metcalf.
Yes, sir.
When he was in Tampa Bay, who's the big wide receiver?
Mike Evans.
Who's built kind of similar to those guys at 6'1", 220 plus pounds, run super fast, and all the explosiveness?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I told him, man, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. Yes, sir. I'm from Mullen, South Carolina. Yes, sir.
I love that guy. I love that guy. I need more of that guy. I love it. And it's just his personality. You can tell he's got charisma. I hope the hamstring is not a big deal. Yeah. I really hope all the like the way they're holding him back in the mini camp and all that stuff was truly precaution, because the last thing you want to do is just have a hamstring constantly reoccurring, because that stuff just lingers with you throughout your whole career. Yeah. So I really hope it truly is precautious. But nonetheless, they said, this is the body type that we want. They found the guy and they went and they got it. I'll say it again. Like I said it there on draft day. I love it. I dig it, Chris.
And going back to, you know, stuff that they've shown before, we've seen this already, but when Deontay Johnson met Adam Thielen, and Adam Thielen was like, oh, we got a little duo here. And that was before the draft. And you have a trio with Xavier Leggett that's there. And I love the possibilities, because you have three very different receivers. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. That's why, like, I'm cautiously optimistic about this team and what they could potentially do as far as winning a little bit more. I want to couch that a little bit more this year, because, like, last year, you just weren't sure who was going to stand out, who does what on this team, who is the go-to guy in what situation, because all I saw was Adam Thielen for the most part is the one making the plays.
That's all it was.
And from now we have a situation where it looks like, okay, the every down guy is probably going to be Deontay Johnson. And then you have maybe a something where a play where you have Deontay going out, you have Xavier going out on maybe a nine route, and maybe you have some underneath stuff with Adam Thielen, and he's your safety blanket if you just need to, you know, move the sticks and have a safe throw. Like, you just see the different – and then Xavier Leggett, of course, like, he's going to be the 50-50 guy if you just need to have it there. And he says he's a good route runner too. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he's hoping to be able to show that. So you see the clear defined roles in this offense so far. And that's one of the reasons why I'm feeling good about this team so far. Again, good meaning that I'm expecting 4 or 5 wins. But that's so much better than 2.
No, by far. Again, I'm in that 5-6. Because again, this is still a growth process.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of the wide receivers, kind of the guy a little bit lost in the shuffle right now, it's Jonathan Mingo, second round pick last season.
Terrace Marshall.
Well, Terrace Marshall, he's been lost. put his face on a milk carton. Go ahead, because I don't see him making out of camp. But nonetheless.
Do this, man.
Yeah, I know.
Now we know they listen to this.
I know they really do. Another second round pick at wide receiver. Oh. But here's the thing is that for Mingo, he was a rookie. Like we always talk about the struggles of Bryce Young last year as a rookie and all that kind of stuff. Jonathan Mingo is the same thing. Rookie quarterback, rookie, all that kind of stuff. I'm just curious to see what's his role going to be with this franchise moving forward, because there's no guarantee Deontay Johnson's with this team after this season because he's in the final year of his deal. Adam Thielen at the tail end of the career. So where does Jonathan Mingo fit in? That's just kind of my question going forward. Like, what's his role going to be?
You know, when I think about Jonathan Mingo, I think about that one play where Bryce threw it to him inbounds.
Yeah.
He flipped his body out of bounds. Like, he literally turned his body out. He kept the ball inbounds, took his feet out of bounds.
Got it.
And it's just like, all right, bro.
There was that. I remember.
It'll be
that.
Interesting to see what happens because I'm kind of looking at who's going to make the team beyond the three that we know.
Sure.
And that's going to tell us a lot about what the Panthers think about their future at wide receiver, because there's that Jalen Coker guy who's there, who that from people are very excited about, mm-hmm. came from Holy Cross, undrafted free agent. And, you know, Steve Smith called him the best route runner coming out of this, you know, class yeah. of wide receivers. You can't let that slip by you. If mm-hmm. he said that that guy is the best. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. They just signed, I don't know if he's going to make it, but the guy from the UFL, mm-hmm. Daywood Davis or Anderson, whatever his last name is. You know, he's going to be pushing some people. Then also, what's going to happen with Terrace Marshall? Is he going to step up? What's going to happen with Jonathan Mingo? You brought him up. And then Michael Strawn, the guy who caught the longest caught the longest pass for the Panthers last year against the Bears, and we weren't expecting it. You know, what's going to happen with him? And he's also the big, tall, strong mm-hmm. wide receiver.
Amir Smith-Marset.
And he's being, you know, putting it out there. Like, you saw him tweeting different, I guess, moves and routes that other wide receivers were running. He was like, look, I'm going to get a chance to show what I can really do in my route running. Mm-hmm. And he feels like he's going to take a step up. It's going to be very interesting to see kind of what happens and who's going to fill in that roster behind the big three.
Especially with the new kickoff rules as well, we're going to see a lot more returns. That's where a guy like Smith-Marset, who we saw had the big punt return, I think I remember correctly, against Chicago last year mm-hmm. in that Thursday night game. It's like, okay, maybe he has more value now because of his ability to not only return not just punts, but also in the kick return game as well.
I was going to say, I think him and Raheem Blackshear yeah. probably are maybe, I wouldn't say locks, but I think they're probably closest to locks to make the team simply because of the new kickoff rule.
That's a possibility, but they're like 9,000 running backs on the roster, Chris. We know Dave Canales wants to run the ball, but golly, how many running backs do we have on this roster?
You know, the way I look at it is this. You know, you have Jonathan Brooks. You're going to have Chuba Hubbard. Mm-hmm. If they don't get rid of Miles Sanders right there. And Raheem Blackshear is going to be dealing with the kickoff. And if you just happen to put in a special play that people don't are not looking for or whatever, put him on the field really quick, or he's there in just in case somebody gets injured or whatever. So that's kind of how I'm seeing it. But yeah, you know, Raheem Blackshear is just going to be just a special teams guy.
Yeah, there's Rashad Penny. I mean, there's a stable of backs back there.
Unless they get rid of Miles Sanders, I don't know if Rashad Penny's making his team.
Here's the big thing about Miles Sanders is that he hasn't been practicing during OTAs. He's been present, but he's dealing with a heel injury. I'm like, he dealt with the groin injury and stuff last year as well. I'm like, I
didn't know not being liked is an injury.
I mean, that's part of it. That's part of it, Chris. I've dealt with that in my life, too. We work in the broadcast industry, Chris. We deal with that injury on a daily basis. Put us at questionable every single day.
Well, listen, for the people who are listening, if you've never heard this story before, Dennis is a true life heel because we've gone to wrestling events before, and he's talked mess and junk to little girls.
Okay,
little girls
okay,
will be clapping
on.
For their favorite
hold
wrestlers.
On. You're acting like I was trash-talking a five-year-old.
12, so close. But... Dennis is like, your pick sucks. In his most Pittsburgh accent.
Okay, right. My Pittsburgh accent. I'm from Virginia, but yeah, that's
I know, but you bring out the Pittsburgh, though. You got family in Pittsburgh. You bring it out.
It does.
Sucks.
It does pop up here every once in a while. But hey, you know what? That's fine. Maybe I'll be saying that about this, the signing of Miles Sanders. That signing sucks because... Again, I don't think he's a lock to make this team. Again, Jonathan Brooks is coming back from the ACL injury, and then you have Chuba Hubbard. But again, I think the Jonathan Brooks, where he stands come training camp, really is going to determine a lot of that. But if I got Brooks and Chuba Hubbard going 1-2, and
that's
I've
my
got
1-2,
yeah, Brooks and Chuba Hubbard is my 1-2, I can have the game day inactive veteran in Rashad Penny, who kind of knows Dave Canales already, ready to go, and then who's going to be cost a lot less than Miles Sanders. And like you said, you got Raheem Blackshear as well. I don't think Miles Sanders is a lock to even make this thing because he hasn't been practicing.
Here's the thing, though. I think he'd have to be traded. I don't know if he's going to be cut. And who's going to pick up that contract?
That's the big question.
So, like, because if you cut him, you're going to have dead money this year and I think, what, next year?
Maybe a little
bit. And then you're free from it and you're clear mm-hmm. from it. And so I think that's the part, like, if you're just going to just want to be smart with it. I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Morgan is working the phones trying to figure out what they could do. And maybe you wait until somebody goes down with an injury and somebody's like, I need a running back, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can send Miles Sanders along his merry way. But other than that, like, I don't think he's a lock to make it, but I think that's because they're looking to trade him. But I don't know if he'll get cut, though, just because of the dead money that'll be involved. Before we go,
yeah.
I just want to address the report that came out with Bryce Young looking so much better.
Oh, yes, in his second year. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I retweeted something on X or Zed it. Are we calling it Zeets?
I think we reposted it.
Yeah. Sure. So I reposted this with you know my own words, but this came out June 19th. Bryce Young reportedly looks like a completely different player heading into year two. Young was reportedly making 2 to 3 wild throws every day. Mm-hmm. Now Young will have Deontay Johnson, Xavier Legette, Adam Thielen to throw to. And this says, don't sleep on the Panthers sophomore quarterback. And I just have to keep reminding people that even though there were bad plays, there were bad results, Bryce Young was not the problem last year.
No.
There were times where you would want him to do something different. Maybe don't make that particular throw. Maybe don't shuffle your feet too much, but also, like, how can you blame him when, like, he was getting touched more than any other quarterback in the league? But, again, better line, better system, better weapons, including running back, wide receiver, tight end rooms, coaching staff that likes each other, that's worked together before, mm-hmm. that have the same philosophy, that are in alignment with each other, and this is his second year. He's learned from his mistakes.
Yeah.
And also from, if you're listening to these press conferences, they keep talking about how simple everything is for everybody on the offense and how they get more complicated as it goes along. I remember last year at this time, people were saying, man, this playbook, there's a lot in it. And it you could tell it was complicated. And then when it came out on the field, it's like, why is it this complicated when all the wide receivers, all they do is just run 10 yards up and turn around? There mm-hmm. wasn't a lot of, you know, nuance to the plays that were being called. So I'm saying to that report, of course.
Well, yeah.
Of course. You know, the win losses are not a quarterback stat, but people look at it as a quarterback
stat. They do.
2-15 is not on Bryce. Bryce is a part of it.
No, 100%. 100%.
But that's not on him. There were so many other things that were wrong before you even get to Bryce Young. So, of course, I think he has a chance to look a lot better. And I'm sure that he's a lot more comfortable this offseason being with having one person in his ear.
Yep. That matters. That really matters.
It matters.
Just the one. Alignment, Chris. It's all about the alignment. All about the alignment. And you make sure that you are aligned with us here in Panthers Playbook by subscribing and leaving comments down below and also hitting the like button. If you disagree with us, that's totally fine. Let us know in the comments. We love the interaction with you guys. Chris, it's hard to believe we're, what, basically 5 weeks away from training camp?
Wild.
Weeks away.
Wild.
Crazy,
and,
crazy times.
And, not to alienate any of our listeners.
Oh.
But we get to stay in North Carolina.
Yes.
Listen, I like South Carolina for Myrtle Beach and Hilton Head and, you know, Charleston.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Greenville's an okay place.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You know. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Columbia, so I don't know what to say about Columbia. But when we're talking about Superior Carolinas.
We'll be down there for Panthers training camp at some point. Definitely. We're going to be down there for Carolina Panthers training camp. We'll let you know for sure. Chris, be good to me.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.